the world to your world. This is WDW Today.
Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. This is episode 1766 of WDW Today. I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
And I'm Terry Weaver, your favorite member of the Lollipop Guild.
What is the Lollipop Guild?
No, hold on. We need to do this correctly because he's just on it every show now. So
yeah.
I'm Logan Seculo.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
I'm Dylan Postel.
There you go.
Welcome
to WDW Today. We have got a lot to talk about here, and it's been about a month since you heard from us. You know what? We're making good. Because last time was 3 months. Now, just 1 month, we're doing pretty good. I feel pretty good about that.
I feel good as well.
You know, it gives enough time for us to live some life.
You know, all I want to do is get to 1776 so we can do like an Americana show.
I mean, theoretically, if we just got back to weekly, that would be like... Like in 2 weeks from now.
Yeah. Not too bad.
The way Logan talks, that's the year he was born.
You mean Will.
Oh, yeah, you're okay, too.
Well, we've got a jam-packed show, because Terry said we've got a lot to talk about. Do I know what that is? Not quite. Not sure exactly.
I do.
Well, we got there was one big news item that did come out this week, and I think it affects all of us, but maybe one of us more than the others, but that is... Obviously, the changes, and I know, Dylan, you are about to make a trip to Walt Disney World.
I can't get over this.
Yeah.
This is since – when did I text you guys? I think I texted you guys.
It's like 2 days ago.
You texted us in the morning that Universal had made changes to their disability card, essentially.
So I saw this actually during WrestleMania on Sunday, and I might have been overserving myself a tad.
You're a little sleepy, as you say.
I was getting sleepy, which wound me up even more about the whole situation. But, guys, this whole thing, and then the Disney stuff came out. And then today, I saw another thing. And it's like, you guys can explain more. You guys are good at words. I'm not.
We'll break it down. There's a lot of... There's a lot of unknowns. So for those who don't know, the Disability Access Program has been around for a number of years. It originally was a guest assistance card that moved into the Disability Access. And it was essentially done via a fast pass type system where you just got like a virtual queue and then were able to go in the fast pass once you hit a certain time. Very easy, very simple, specifically for people who needed it. I've talked about people in my family who've needed it. It was pretty well done. There was no real problems. And I guess what has happened, and I think there's probably two factors to this, is that both they would say essentially TikTok learned about this and the abuse got out of control. I do also think that what they've decided to do is what Universal's done, and Universal's done for maybe the last year or so, maybe less than that, which is to go to essentially a third-party company to determine it.
Well, they actually did not announce that.
I know, but I think that's what it is.
Okay.
I really don't
think... Yes, it is what it is.
Yeah.
Because I had to apply for it.
Yeah.
Right.
So Universal has a third party that's doing it. Disney, I think, has a third party quietly doing it behind the scenes of a Disney prompt, because what they are now doing is not having... And it was awkward having, 19-year-old Disney cast members making a decision whether somebody needed disability access.
Call, right.
I think that's all well and good. The problem is now this new registration system, the changes, again, it's much like a lot of things. Changes come. People won't realize it. They'll get to the parks. It's also very unclear. I was talking to one of my friends who's a travel agent. So he brought up this new version of this, which, I mean, Dylan, you can kind of talk about this when you've dealt with Universal.
Yeah.
They ask you for a lot, maybe a lot more than you're comfortable with.
So it's through this company. The Universals is through this company, IBCCES. Not sure what it stands for.
IBSIS.
IBSIS. Yep.
Oh, no.
IBSIS.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you don't mess around with IBSIS.
No.
They all of a sudden they declare a caliphate and you got to get out of the way.
Got to type that into the search bar. Make sure you're typing it in correctly.
Right.
Yeah. So I had to apply for it, and it asks for like, what's your situation? What do you most need help with at the, in attractions, this, that, and the other thing? But then it asks for like doctor's proof, like essentially a doctor's note about this stuff. And that's where I'm feeling kind of odd about it. I get it. There are people that are taking advantage of it. There are people that are taking, like abusing the system. Logan, going back to your original point.
You're abusing the system.
Logan said he used to get it all the time. He'd just be like, I have a sniffle.
So when I first went to the Disney park and heard about essentially the card thing, when you would actually get a card.
Yeah, a white card.
And that would be for your whole vacation, essentially.
Yeah.
But what Disneyland, my first ever time to Disneyland, I was by myself and I got it. And they would send me up the exits.
Yeah.
All up the exits. And then I think it was my first time to Orlando as well. They did that. Or it was through the, I forget, but it said because the first time I went to, when I went to Disneyland, there weren't enough like handicap ramps and that.
Yeah.
And I have trouble with steps. I don't have real size legs. Thanks, Terry.
It's Terry's fault.
Yeah. I like real size also.
It's but, real size. No, so, I mean, your legs are real. I don't know if you know this.
Yeah, they're real, just not real size.
Okay.
But the now it's kind of morphed into almost the fast pass and now into turning for attractions, which is amazing. And I'll tell you, like through the app, it's incredible how it works.
Yeah.
But again, I think they saw people abusing the system. And now when I sent my application into Universal, I was like, I just got the email back and I was essentially not denied, but they asked for more information. And like, it's very close to me to that. It's like, how is this not at all a legal violation?
Did you clarify with them that you don't have real size legs?
Because what we saying you didn't say that, and I feel like that would be
that would be kind of a, like just send a picture, and could that be proof?
Now that you say that, I never mentioned my dwarfism.
Right, okay. I know, because then you told me the response, and you're like, "Yeah, I got these other things." I'm like, "Man, I think you're leaving out a key for them."
Yeah, you guys know me more than I know me at times. I don't like to lean on my dwarfism as my crutch.
Yes, absolutely.
No pun intended. But it's one of those things where I've blatantly said to them, "Hey, I had back surgery 2 years ago. Coming out of that back surgery, it knocked feeling out of my legs. So standing up in the lines and in the queues for an extended period of time is not only tough, but painful.
Yeah, painful
as well enough. As I have gastric issues that lead essentially to IBS symptoms and that. So that's another thing. I said, how? And I asked them in the response, I said, what do you want me to exactly give you? Do I need to go to my doctor and be like, yep, he poops a lot. Like what?
Well, we know that Disney actually is concerned about that very thing. So
yes, exactly.
Right,
exactly. It's
pooping
an
in
issue.
The lines.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, it's been a problem.
That is
and
a problem.
Here's the problem with the Disney stuff is there is a lot of confusion and a lot of.
Yeah.
I don't know what has happened to Disney PR, but they used to release information and then they would release all of the information, and it now looks like they intentionally release something and leave in a ton of blanks. Because if you go to the website right now, it basically says, if you have an actual disability, screw you.
Yeah, well, yes, because the idea is that they have now built the lines and things to be accessible to wheelchairs and accessible to those kind of things. They're pretty much putting this as a cognitive type situation.
Which is,
right?
Which is not the case. My wife has
a
disease.
I'm guessing that's what they're saying.
And my wife has a disease that allows her... Where she looks relatively normal, but if she were to stand in a line in Orlando in the summer, she would have a medical problem.
Yeah,
and
that's the first. I think my wife's been fine about saying this is that was when we were first made even aware of this was even an option was when my wife essentially had a panic attack in a line, and a cast member said, "You need to go do this, and go talk to them. There are ways to make your experience better."
Right.
And that is where because we would never even have thought that was a thing. It was just like, well, it's a 2-hour wait. Sorry, that's what it is. But yeah, there's a lot of confusion. There's even a big question mark, which is something I've asked our travel agent, one of our friends, is, okay, typically when I travel with my family, that's my immediate family plus one. usually one other adult. It's three kids. We like to have three adults if at all possible, because it's just makes it all a lot easier, because a lot of the rides you have to do two by two. You know, some of them, you can't fit three in a row, or you can't, you know, it's just easier a lot of times for us to have one other person with us. And a lot of times we like to bring people. I go, but currently on that thing, it says pretty much immediate family up to five. And that's it. Now, will there be exceptions made? We'll see. But again, it's those sort of things. And I know this doesn't really affect the mass majority of people going here, so I don't want to spend like our whole show talking about it. But you are right that it is these changes that I'm fine with changes and updates, but I honestly thought we were moving into the world of virtual queue for everyone at some point. And that feels like it's just out the door.
The big question I have about this whole thing is, sure, it was being abused, but was it being abused on a scale that
level?
Actually mattered? And if it wasn't, which I kind of find it hard to believe that it was, because then you would see a line that would take 4 hours just to be getting guest assistance services. But if it's not abused at the level that really is affecting anyone else's trip, is it worth this headache that they're putting forward and alienating people who genuinely need it? That you're making them almost defend their station as opposed to, and in a sense, like making them a victim of other people's malusage of this. I just feel like, who made this call that was like, we really have to do this or else we're going to have to shut the doors? Like, right?
I have a really unpopular opinion about this.
Typically. Just kidding.
And I think this comes down to a complete cash grab.
You think this is for a...
This is Genie Plus.
This, Genie Plus.
This is money going out the back door on Genie Plus. And I would imagine what's going to happen when Disney denies you is they're going to give you an opportunity to get guaranteed Genie Plus, because Genie Plus isn't even a guarantee.
Right.
Because if they use that as the argument. And the other piece that I think is super unpopular, and God bless the state of California, the one thing they're good for is litigation. This thing is going to get...
Yeah, maybe
this thing is going to get tied up in the courts, stopgapped, changed... Debated.
Just so we know, and so you guys are clear if you're listening, this all will begin on May 20th in Disney World, and that's when pre-registration will be mandatory. There's no longer going to be a go to guest services to get this handled.
I thought it already was, Logan. I thought that's kind of what I've been having to do. Why?
You can pre-register, but a lot of people realize that. I mean, some people have had great experiences, like you, where you log on and 5 minutes later you're talking to someone. And then you've had, I've never been able to get through it for my family. I've been there sitting there for an hour and going, okay, and then just been like, forget it. Mainly because I knew I could just go to guest services if we needed it.
I didn't know that was an option at all anymore.
Yeah. In 3 weeks, it's not.
Correct.
Yeah. No more of that going to guest services to get that handled. There is though, Dylan, for you, a return to queue service for those who have restroom needs. That will be rolled out in the next coming months. So
now that's a system that will be abused. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there. And I was like, gotta go.
Yeah. A what?
A return to queue. So basically a bathroom pass to go and come back and get back in your spot line. Now, we knew in Avatar, they have that bathroom midway through. That's been something they've had recently. So maybe that's coming. Oh, Terry's not happy.
I mean, I've seen the one piece of like content I've seen people have like done, like, Avatar bathroom content. That's not the happiest place on earth.
I've never used it.
Yeah. Well,
it may sound elitist to me. I've never waited in the normal. I have paid, or if I didn't pay or prepay before you had to pay to get it, if I didn't get a lightning lane for it or a fast pass for it, I was like, fine.
How is hold my place in line going to work? You have to like,
right.
You're going to let the people behind you hold a place holder.
And I'm not trusting the people behind me to not just keep passing it back.
Yeah.
What's
true?
I didn't realize that. Well, this is going to be the worst. If this is in place and stays in place, that's going to be one of the worst implemented things they've done in a long time.
I think that the idea would be that you're with your family. Likely most people aren't at Walt Disney World by themselves.
Yeah, so, is that true anymore?
I think there's probably a large
percent. If I bring my kid, I'm not leaving my kid in line.
Well, I agree in your situation, but maybe the thought process is your family will keep progressing and then you'll meet up with them.
So you, here's, man.
Which, I mean, we've all been around that family that's been like, my kids are up there.
Yeah, that system's already in place, by the way. Oh. See it every time I'm at a park.
Yeah.
And you're telling me in, the holiday season, I'm 3/4 the way through. Not all the way through by any means. Now, I go to use the restroom. My family is now moved up to closer to the front. You're telling me that other 3/4 of the line is going to accept, hey, nope, my family's up there. Nope, I got this. I got this little red card that says I need to take a poop. I'm going all the way up front.
Especially, Dylan, if you use your scooter that you've rented.
Hey, whoa, I didn't even think about that.
You know, how are you going to, like...
Dylan's going to bulldoze the line.
Yeah, are you going to get, like, can you...
I'm going to put
you
know, a
maybe
plow
the scooter
the
companies are going to offer, like, a Tonka upgrade. Where, like, there's, like, on the front of it, there's a...
Or there's, like, a cow catcher.
The cow catcher on the front, so you can just get on
through
the
line. I thought you were going that, like, it would have a built-in toilet. Like, that's when you're like, it'll have an upgrade, a Tonka
scooter,
upgrade.
I was
like,
scooter plus.
Dump truck, yeah.
All the
yeah.
cooler things. If the test run of that doesn't fail... I'll be shocked. This is insane. I didn't even hear about that.
Well, Terry, is there anything more fun to talk about? Because look,
hey, but in other news, Bob Iger, Ken Potrock, and
what word was that?
Pop Rocks.
Ken Potrock. He's the vice president of Disneyland, and old pretty boy DeMauro were in Disneyland yesterday.
Is that his Christian name?
You're very insulting to these seemingly nice people.
Terry's on one today. Terry's on one.
All of this was literally the news was dropping yesterday.
Terry, the mayor of Munchkinland.
And they were standing in Galaxy's Edge watching the little the little droids.
I don't find them very little.
Waiting for it.
I look them in the eye. They're normal size.
Yeah, that R2 unit.
Regular sized droids.
Yeah. Did you guys see the one die?
No.
The video, there's a video of one of the little ones is just, one of the normal ones is just moving. And like, they're doing great. And then it just dies in front of this person ticking or talking. It just goes down. And then this other one is like, oh, I have to go check. Like, they go, oh, this other one wants to just go check on it. And then they just pick it up and move it.
Oh, man. I'll have to see that. Yeah, if you don't know what we're talking about, they have, at Disneyland, of course, not at Walt Disney World. At Disneyland.
Disney World, they kick them.
Yeah,
Disney, yeah. Kid that just kicks
they know they the don't trust things to the roam freely in
Florida. Floridian tourists, they're like, this
it's like a hunting ground for droids.
They'd be stolen in a second. Be running around.
Sold for parts.
Eaten by
finders keepers.
I had a neighbor that caught a snake at Wet n Wild one time and kept it as a pet.
Oh, what'd he name it?
Razor.
Oh, see, that would have gone something like Slidy.
No, it was Razor.
Yeah.
Yeah, it should have been
Slippy.
Well, like the Derstuka.
Oh, that's a great name. That's a great snake name.
Yeah, Derstuka.
This is my snake, Derstuka.
Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's the Florida audience is like, they see a wild animal in a theme park and think, I'm going to catch this and keep it for a decade.
If you don't know what we're talking about, at Walt Disneyland, they have these droids that are, I don't even know what style droids they are, little two-legged chicken droids,
like
I guess.
Ducks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That are roaming, free roaming through the parks. And it's something we all hoped would come to Galaxy's Edge at some point. And now it's actually starting to happen. You're going to have these sort of little, it's kind of like a little brood of droids that walk around. Very cool. I really think it's a great addition. I got no problem with it. I think it's awesome. I want more of that kind of stuff. And they also moved another weird decision at Disneyland is the drinks. Do you see this? The drinks that you can get on the Galactic Star Cruiser, my beloved Halcyon.
Yes.
Have now shown up at Disneyland during their Seasons of the Force.
Yes.
They have that like $10,000 cocktail?
No, that one's on the cruise.
Okay.
This one, though, is just like the cocktails that were on board the Halcyon in their special cups, which means they had to ship all these cups across the country.
Well, they're not coming to the world?
Not coming to Walt Disney World. And it's like, I don't even feel like that's a bit like, who's asking? That's one of those things that if they had rolled it out just like, oh, it's fun. It's at Walt Disney World. It makes sense because they just literally had move the cups like 100 yards.
Yeah, they're, yeah. You know, they're 100 yards from the...
But, still coming from the same underground kitchen.
Right. You know, I don't understand the idea of that being across the country where you likely have very little fan base for the Star Cruiser and why you're even deciding to keep that stuff going other than to get rid of the stock and the cups. But again, then you had to ship these cups. I don't know. It was just another one of those odd Disney decisions that I don't really fully understand. I'm not opposed to it. I did see a group of people that took a regular cruise, a Disney cruise, which I just priced one out this week because my kids finally have passports. And I'd say that was a bit of sticker shock there of how expensive some of
what
the Disney cruises are.
What ship were you looking to go on?
All, I was looking at all throughout the summer and was like, whoa.
Yeah, summer's a bit much.
Well, yeah, that's when people can travel.
Yeah.
So that's sort of the problem.
I actually do have some really positive.
I would love to hear
some that is actually, I think, hopeful.
Everything we've said has been quite positive
now,
today.
Now, before you get there,
yeah, I feel
if
like
you,
this is a very positive podcast.
If you are feeling sad, if you are feeling depressed or anything, there is one thing that will bring you out of this sadness. And that's not a stay at the Airbnb. That sounds like an ad. I will get to that later.
Yeah, I thought you were getting to an ad.
It is.
I thought for sure you were going there.
The video of our beloved friend, Dylan Postel, doing rapping.
Can we swear on this? Because I almost just dropped a B.
I would rather you not. Rapping the Nelly song. Which song was it?
It's Country Grammar.
Country Grammar. Yes. I thought it, then I didn't do it. It's him doing at Wale Mania, and it was this weekend. I encourage everyone to watch, even if you
are. Was Wale there?
Yeah.
Oh man, I'll text you afterwards.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how's our boy?
I'm gonna say
I like Wale.
It's the most joyful clip you'll ever watch.
Oh yeah,
I've
watched it 150 times.
I've watched it so many times. We should probably pull it.
I'm so happy. I was a Limp Bizkit kid and a Nelly kid in high school. I was known as that. I wore a Band-Aid under my eye because I thought it was a cool thing to do. I wore a red hat because I thought it was a cool thing to do. That was me. So
that's what it's known for.
I didn't have anything going on Thursday, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to go to Wale Mania. I messaged my people with the Wale Mania, and I said, hey, I love Nelly. If you need a guy, fill a couple minutes. No, just play Country Grammar. I got it. I didn't expect when I'm there for 38 seconds and I walk up to the stage to just check out the surroundings that they would look at me and go, hey, and they'd play it. Guys, karaoke sober is the worst. It's the worst. Karaoke sober to a rap song is very, very bad. It was the most panicked I've ever been.
You're like, how close am I to getting canceled the entire time?
Play Nelly. Someone's got to rip Nelly. It's going to be Little Dill.
Yeah.
It's going to be.
It's phenomenal. It's a phenomenal video. I love it. If I could, I'll post it on our WDW Today Facebook group.
It was something.
It is so much fun.
And it was literally like the most hitted, this is my TikToking terms, thing of like Thursday. And I was like, me rapping Nelly at Wale Mania during WrestleMania weekend, I would never, again, stone cold sober. I was
Stone Cold Sober.
Stone Cold Sober in wrestling terms.
What?
For those of you who don't know, is not very sober.
No. It was something.
All right. Well, yeah. I'm going to post it because it's just phenomenal. I've watched like eight different like point of view cameras to be like, what was like in the back of the room? What was it like?
I feel left out of this.
Because Dylan had texted us a little bit before, being like, it's kind of rough.
I was trying to book him a flight to Nashville.
But between then and within an hour, yeah. I see a video of him rapping to a crowd of thousands, what appears to me. It's phenomenal. So, okay, Terry's got good news, though. And we should
have a moment for.
There's a part where Dylan pauses.
Country grammar, it's not good.
There's
news.
A part where Dylan pauses
and stares right at that person's phone,
and then it goes into the verse, and he just nails every word. Yeah. It is the best moment. Okay, Terry, go ahead.
So Walt Disney Imagineering came out with a new video series called We Call It Imagineering, and they
not a very creative name.
Yeah, they spent a lot of time.
Yeah, for Imagineers.
There was a big meeting on the name. Yeah,
very sleepy.
And they unveiled kind of some new stuff. They unveiled a lot of the new animatronics for the Tiana version of highlights of the new
Beyond Tiana's Bayou
Adventure.
I love that Terry said this is a positive thing, but all it makes me think of is them shutting down Splash Mountain.
Well, they're pretty.
Thank
cool.
you.
They
Thank
are pretty
you.
Cool looking.
That's the very negative part of the show.
Yep.
Well, what is positive is what I believe. Not just what they're creating for this attraction, but what I think it means going forward. We see Bruce Vaughn, who's the new chairman of Imagineering.
Okay.
It feels like they decided to all get the gang together and celebrate that, like, hey guys, we just want you to know we're back.
Like, you mean they actually worked? They did their jobs for a minute.
Yeah, these animatronics are everything you wanted. Like the Frozen, everybody was like, "Oh, the Frozen ride animatronics are so good." No, they're creepy because we're the face projections.
The face projections. I don't buy the face projections, but these do look cool. These look like animated characters.
These look like what Walt Disney said when he actually said, "Let's do animatronics," because we can't do actors. These look like real live characters.
I can't believe how much they move.
Yeah, the movement's
wild. What it screams to me? Broken down every day. Like, yeah, they look
Their track record
with animatronics in the last 20 years, not great.
Look at Kylo Ren in Rise.
True.
I've had Kylo Ren move once in all the times I've been on. It's moved once. And then the shooting guns, the damn shooting guns, they don't ever move anymore. I've never had the damn shooting guns move. They don't ever do it. I just want Batista guns.
Can we name this episode that, please?
I love the Batista guns. It's my favorite. It's the best description.
I just want it. And then the last time, this is an easy animatronic. The sword, the lightsaber. It didn't come through the ceiling. So I'm just looking up, waiting. It's not there. I love these animatronics, but I agree with Will. Never going to announce that again.
We agree all the time.
I don't know the last of it, especially I don't know how water works with electricity, but I don't know if that's going to be okay with it. I fear if you don't get into the attraction within the first year, it's not going to be the same experience.
The alligator, if it holds up, is the coolest thing.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's great. However, the people move so much, and it's like, I mean, Hall of Presidents is kind of peak animatronic for people.
For a human.
Yeah.
Never been in it.
I mean, Dylan, I mean, I know you're a super political guy, so it's kind of surprising that you're not there.
No.
Name your top five presidents. Go.
It's not going to happen twice in an episode.
Name your top five presidents and why Trump is number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5.
I can't name five presidents. I literally can't. Adams. There's a John Adams.
Yeah, that's good.
I know him from Boy Meets World.
John Adams.
There's the bathtub one. There's the bathtub guy. He was either Hoover or Taft.
Yeah, one of the big ones.
I love that you're not even naming recent ones. You're like, I don't know any of them. I'm going to go into history
for
you.
He just knows the trivia.
Yeah, that's true.
He knows
legitimately
what?
If you ask me to name 20 presidents out of the there's 40 some, I couldn't. There's no way. And now I'm going to test myself tonight.
Yeah.
There's no way I can name 20 presidents.
We're 100% getting a sleepy FaceTime call from Dylan tonight trying to name presidents.
And they'll all be high schools from universities.
Yeah, from Wisconsin area.
Dylan, he was a Confederate.
Oh, no. I think there was a Lee. Is there a Lee? Oh, no.
All right. It does look very cool.
That's just the middle school.
Yeah. It does look very cool. They're saying summer, right, for Tiana's Bayou Adventure?
Yes, but I mean
2028.
So October.
I mean, Tron's been closed for 2 days or something now,
man,
right?
I can't. They keep doing the testing, and I'm going in 3 weeks, and it's like, oh man,
there's no way it's gonna happen.
I don't feel like absolutely no way. I feel like they would have announced it if it was that soon. It's gonna piss me off to see like testing, for it, and not open.
Yeah, it's just going to make you need to have a bathroom run.
Speaking of ticking people off, nothing lights up Will Haynes like concept art.
All right.
I heard nothing lights Will Haynes up like Kanye.
I mean, definitely more than concept art.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
That's next year, Wally Mania.
Yeah, Will Haynes doing Kanye.
In Minneapolis. There we go.
Oh, Minneapolis. Is that official? Yeah, they hasn't announced it. But
we went for what was
Elimination Chamber? Elimination Chamber in Minneapolis. It was very cold.
Very cold. Very snowy.
Very cold for WrestleMania.
God's country.
Logan in a front wheel drive sedan in Minnesota snowstorm, it's dicey.
But we got to see. Were
that,
you on that?
That was what I called the elimination.
Dylan, were you,
that.
Were you there during
yeah,
that?
I was on that.
You
I,
were on
I
that.
I think it was. I think I like managed Justin Gabriel.
Yeah.
That wasn't when you completely snubbed us at Mania. That was Arizona.
That was years before.
Hey, guys, we're talking about these sweet logos for the Bayou, okay? Let's go right.
Yeah. Concept art. Yeah, sorry.
It's a good elimination chamber. Yeah, the Shield versus the Wyatt family was main event of that, and that thing was awesome.
Yeah, huge right. pop.
Huge. It was great.
So we're getting a lot of talk again about the in these videos. They dropped some visuals of the expansion at Animal Kingdom, and by expansion I just mean replacing other stuff.
Take a dino land out.
Yeah. Now at Magic Kingdom we're talking about a good number of acreage. There's been anywhere from 40 to 120 acres of talking of expansion of different possible new attractions. And some of the rumored things at Magic Kingdom are a villain space, a Woody attraction of some sort to go with the Big Thunder Mountain Western Land, and then Radiator Springs Racers.
At Magic Kingdom.
At Magic Kingdom.
Interesting. I mean, that's cool. I think that it's been so long since Radiator Springs Racers has been open at this point. I don't know if I really... Is their response to Epic Universe, they essentially said, is not going to be another park. It's going to be just expansion.
Let's beef everything up.
Yeah. Okay.
Are they going to get some animals?
Why don't they go some IPs that no one knows about, like Epic Universe? Sorry.
Yeah.
Epic Universe isn't doing it for me.
No? I think that it will be... I mean, Mario, I think, drives enough people, probably.
That's it.
Yeah.
I will say the stuff they showed for the How to Train Your Dragon Land...
Does it look cool?
I don't know. Look pretty cool.
Looked like the main ride, no offense to our friends at Universal, looked a little like in the middle of a Mall of America ride. Like, here's the dragon ride, and it's the Ninja Turtles Mall of America
it
thing.
It spins.
Yeah, it's a little...
It was on a ride that spins.
No, but they're doing the same thing, though, because they have a horror land that's going to be an epic universe, a dark universe with all the monsters. So that would be interesting. I like the idea of beefing up the parks, but again, when you come off of an Epcot that's still kind of a mess, and you have studios that took... I don't know. Something completely fresh would be nice.
I agree with that. I think there's a lot of parts and aspects to the already constructioning. That's not a word, but parks.
Building. I think building is what you're looking for.
Yeah. Yeah. When you'll see that in a couple of weeks, like it's like almost there, but it's not quite like the Epcot stuff is it mostly done, but there's still some.
They're saying it's done. They're putting in that new Imagination.
Now,
Communicore something.
Yeah, Communicore. Still haven't done anything with the old
Wonders of Life.
Wonders of Life, Life Pavilion, which is supposed to be the Play Pavilion.
That ain't
that's still nothing.
What? And when that's when people would say, well, they're not mothballing the Star Cruiser. They're going to do something. I was like, well, they did it in the middle of the park. There's just a giant building with nothing in it.
Oh, no, you can go and get a cold beer in there when
occasionally, during like a flower garden or something.
Well, that's what Communicore Hall is being built to replace.
Okay.
Communicore. Can they change their way of doing life where they don't come up with terms like Communicore?
I don't know. It's a classic.
Bothers me.
Now, over at Disneyland, they announced their new Avatar thing, and that's like not even in the park. Did you see that? Like the way it's mapped out? It is its own thing called like Disneyland Uncensored. Or not, it's not that, but it's like
Disneyland Forever.
Disneyland Forever, which is not in Disneyland.
Takes forever to
get there. It's behind the other hotels.
So if you look at there, if you go look at the map, for each of the parks, you're basically going to go in Disney terms beyond the berm. You essentially are going to cross either under or over a road.
Okay.
So if you think about an under the road experience, the entire queue for
what
Terry's saying and he's map splaining right now is that
it's not in the park.
It's not in the park. You are correct.
No, but the Indiana Jones ride in Disneyland is not in the park.
What?
It's in Adventureland.
It's you go literally under.
Oh, you mean the physical building?
The ride is not. You enter in. You're going to experience some of those things where you
gotta go into the berm.
And you do. You literally go under the railroad tracks.
Okay. Gotcha.
And that's why that queue is like a half 10 miles long.
Yeah. That's where my wife had a panic attack. That was where
it all started. Yeah, imagine a bathroom pass there. You pop out, you're in the highway.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
But bad. I know Disneyland, but it was interesting when I saw that art being like, I don't understand this at all.
Yeah, there's three things they're doing: an expansion of each park, and then some new resorty Disneyland.
Have you also, speaking of resorty, and maybe Terry, you know this because the thing is coming up and maybe you're looking. Have you seen what they've done to the Grand Cypress area? It is now Evermore Resort.
Looks fantastic.
It looks so crazy. It's got a full beach, gigantic lagoon. I don't think it's all that expensive to stay at, but I think it was where part of Grand Cypress was. Some of the rooms look like they're just updated. They're not.
Right.
New building. So there are a lot of them like, look at our suites. It's like, those are from 1978. But the lagoon thing is crazy looking. You should have the thing there.
I like a good lagoon.
It's hard to pass up the thing at Wyndham where you literally walk
right
across.
I know. It's just cool looking.
But that's over the berm. This could be pre-berm.
Oh, out in California, is it only, so like the Orlando Resort is multiple hotels in that, obviously. Is California the same way?
There are three main hotels, right? But two of the three are essentially as close to being, I mean, Disneyland, California, Grand Californian is, for all purposes, in the park. It is in California Adventure. You can, my kids and I mapped from Cars Land, which is pretty decently into the park, to our hotel room. It took under 5 minutes to walk. To be in our room, you could probably be in the park, depending on what building you're in, within a minute of walking. Definitely a minute from when you're on the ground. So, I mean, you are in the park. Disneyland Hotel is a little bit more of a walk or a monorail ride, but it's still all contained, almost like City Walk. I'd say that's the closest way to put it. It's more like City Walk, where you have hotels on each side and the park's in the middle. But then you have, what is it now called? Pixar Pier, whatever, Pixar Place or whatever it is. That hotel is just a little bit further. Is it walkable? I don't even know. I don't think you walk.
Well, there is a walkway.
There's a berm.
There is a walkway that you walk across, and I think this is you're going to see more of.
Yeah.
If you go, so
much
you,
more contained though.
If you go to like where you go into park for the Grand Californian, there's a walkway right there to the right of where you park. That those people cross that main road. They have a crosswalk. And they walk into actually a great entrance right by the Goofy's Sky School. I air quote roller coaster, right in between that and like the corn dog stand that's back there. So it is, you mean you literally are on Pixar Pier when you come through that entrance. It might even be closer to actually being in the heart of the park than the Grand Cal entrance.
All right, well, that hopefully gives you some ideas. So when do you go, Dylan? A couple of weeks? You have to give exact dates. But
Yeah, we leave the 30th.
Oh, you give exact dates.
Oh, I'm sorry. You asked me when I went, Logan.
No, I said
he's not recognizable.
I said if you don't want to give exact dates.
Not anybody's going
to
recognize
him. I said if you don't want to give exact dates, you don't have to. I was more
trying. Guys, I'll be the little guy on a scooter.
He's going down, down, baby.
Orlando in a scooter
through the parks. Yeah.
Are
you gonna wear your apple bottom jeans?
That's a different
song.
Different rapper. Close enough.
Weave, you know what? Weave, you just scored some points with Little Dill. I'm dropping that. You scored some points. Didn't quite make up for the Munchkin comment, but we'll get there.
Oh, it was the lack of Munchkin comment is what really offended me.
It was, you know.
Those guys,
those creatures,
not fully made people,
yeah,
not regular size,
real size legs,
not real size people.
They're kind of like half people, but a little bit of stocky too, you know. we go the 30th through the 5th, and we always do a park a day. We're gonna split. We do Universal first, but then we do like. We're going to do Magic Kingdom, and then we're going to split the day. We're going to do Epcot half, and then we've never really finished at Animal Kingdom, but now there's like Animal Kingdom is such a half day park for us, yeah. I feel. And then we can still go back to Epcot for the night show. That's kind of our plan.
Well, that'd be great.
We're rope droppers. We go crazy. I don't do dining reservations. I don't do anything. I literally
no time waste.
That's just how we do it.
What do you eat in the park?
I think that's true. Usually when I'm with my son,
quick service.
My son, always that's how it is. With my son, that's how it is. It's we go hard like early in the morning till because it's a little bit different when it's like you and your teenage son than it is if you're going with your family or whatever like that. You can go a little bit more aggressive, I guess is what you say.
I packed a backpack full of snacks and Uncrustables and all of that. And then
love an Uncrustable.
I hate it. Don't get me started.
You don't like Uncrustables?
It's so stupid.
What?
It's so stupid.
We got an Uncrustable cocktail. Maker.
Cocktail.
Speaking my language, where did we get this? I don't remember.
I saw someone garnish.
There's a peanut butter jelly cocktail that one of the local taverns here makes.
Yeah. Me and the Grease one time.
Dylan gets it for free.
We made a peanut butter jelly shot with Menashevitz and that screwball.
Well, no, they seem to be like you put like an orange on a...
On a garnish.
So people put on Uncrustable.
That's a Disney thing. Has to be. There's no other place that's acceptable behavior.
That's where you can get the chicken stuffed Mickey waffles.
Yeah.
Oh man, that would be delicious.
They have.
They have that now
at Rick's. Where's Rick's?
Coronado Springs.
The only Rick's I know is not Disney approved.
No,
we talked about this.
Yeah, no, this is
at Rick's. We had this conversation.
Yeah, we're on repeat. It's Sports Bar Coronado Springs.
Coronado Springs.
And they have what are essentially look like Mickey's, like Mickey waffles on like a popsicle stick, like a skewered.
Yeah.
A skewered Mickey waffle that has a chicken finger in it. So you can get that.
So I did put in our group what people want us to talk about.
Okay. I mean, we're an hour in. So what else do they want us to talk
about? This is actually a good way to end.
Okay.
We'll be the judge of that.
Vance Cope asked, what would surprise you to be announced at D23 this year?
Something good.
In a good way or a bad way?
I'll go first. I've done my positive duty already. What will surprise me at D23 is if they announce something that they actually do at Walt Disney World.
Yeah.
Well, Terry says he's going to be positive.
No, he said he wasn't going to be positive.
He's been too positive. Yeah, I don't know about that one. Yeah.
Because the last ones have been the what if scenarios.
Yeah.
It's been the what if we build Indiana Jones and Encanto.
And Mary Poppins that never happened. And the theater on Main Street that they never did.
I think the Mary Poppins, just the sequel, just didn't do what they needed it to do.
That's lame.
I think they're going to do Star Cruiser 2.
Yeah.
It's a month-long adventure in space.
$300,000.
And it's, $300,000. It's your retirement.
You just give it, when you get there, there's a surgical intake department. You get to choose which kidney you're going to, which organ you're going to give.
I was going to say, I would be surprised if they announce anything related to what that building will become. I think we are years away from that. I hope not, but I really do. I think that what I really hope is that they announce. I do hope they announce it. Like I'm very hopeful that happens. I just think there's still, some funk on it, and it's just not going to happen anytime soon.
I mean,
why do you think that is though? Because it was such a dropped project.
The negative PR that came out of it. As much as I loved it, I think it's the greatest thing they ever did. And I think they could use what they built in it. I just think that it's not that easy, and it's probably not that. It's probably very expensive to make that thing anything other than what it was built to be. So
I think you're more likely to see bulldozers than,
or just it just rots. And I hope not. I really do hope they do it. Maybe there's a little bit of hope with the fact they did that in Disneyland and they brought the drinks there as like a tribute to it. But it's not like we haven't seen, Figment become like the figurehead for the entire park and they haven't let that thing rot in that ride. It's like that is the weirdest thing with Disney. It's like they celebrate some of this historical past like a Figment. But then you have what's Figment's big thing? The ride, Journey into the Imagination, which hasn't been touched since the late 90s and is universally panned. There is a generation of kids that like it. My son loves it.
Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. It's incredible. Do not.
Okay.
Do not.
You like the current iteration of Journey into Imagination that much?
I was on it for the first time last trip, and it'll be in every ride thing because I love Figment.
Yes.
I love
No. I think that it's weird to me that they celebrate
Mickey Mouse.
It's weird that they celebrate Figment so much, but I feel, including now having to be able to meet and greet, being the face of all the festivals. But the one thing that's sort of the icon, they've kind of let deteriorate. Why not make that better? And I feel like that's similar to, like, they'll now like be like, oh, remember the Star Cruiser? Here's some merch. Here's a cocktail. But we're going to Streetmosphere this thing and just pretend it
never happened.
Never existed. I saw McNair's doing something, like an anniversary show or something.
Yeah, they're doing a big anniversary. Hollywood because Studios. Disney's ignoring the fact that there's a big milestone for
Hollywood Studios.
So Tom Corliss is throwing a party and inviting a lot of the, including Bob Weiss, who was the most recent.
That's cool.
During the pandemic. Director of Imagineering or Vice President of Imagineering.
I saw an ad for that, so I thought that was pretty cool. I mean, there's not much left from when that park opened. So
man, it's a shell.
I sent them a thing yesterday. Universal, the third longest attraction or something, like the second or third longest attraction open.
Third
is the Mummy at Universal. Wow. One of the oldest things in the park.
What is oldest?
E.T. E.T. is the only day one attraction.
Yeah.
E.T. and the Blues Brothers are the only two day one attractions. So I think you probably, E.T. for rides, it goes E.T., Men in Black,
yeah,
the Mummy.
Wild.
The Men in Black is the second longest.
That is wild.
That. Yeah. So that shows you.
Men in Black, talk about letting a thing rot. I'm sorry.
I love it. Maybe that's my Figment.
It's fun. It's fun, but man.
I saw. I said, she goes by Molly McAwesome or something. She used to be with All Ears and then left to start her own thing.
Is that her given name?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Mammoth Club is what they're called.
Molly McAwesome, worst independent wrestler. I've seen her.
She anyways, only does
I know what that. I can picture the
matches.
I can picture the poster.
Yeah.
And you're like, man, she doesn't look well.
Pink and silver gear for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And she likes to bite fluorescent light tubes like
yeah, I was about to say, don't open your mouth.
anyway, so she on was now. On what I love more than anything about Universal is how savage they are. So Logan's actually taking me on this. If you can ask, or if you're on one of the VIP tours, you can also, they'll take you to kind of the receiving area downstairs.
The immigration area.
And on the bulletin board.
In Men in Black, by the way.
On the bulletin board in the Men in Black area is a for sale sign for a lightly used Halcyon Cruiser.
Yeah, for a Galactic Star Cruiser.
Good for them.
Yeah, good.
It's sitting on the bulletin board, I think it's hilarious.
When you're the second, you got to take shots.
Yeah, yeah. Little brother can punch up.
Yeah.
Logan, what's your what are your D23 hopes?
Man, I don't really know if I have a ton of hopes. I don't have any negative feelings towards it. The convention, to me, they've changed the convention this year a lot. Again, I'm going to say this because I say it every show and I really love it, because it's the only Disney podcast I physically listen to that I'm not a part of, which is Mousetalgia, which is Jeff Bam. It's all Disneyland. It's mostly Disneyland, Disney history. I love it. It has been my go-to Disney podcast for forever. He took a couple years off. He's back now with some of rotating kind of other guest hosts. But he was talking about D23 and how he got his pass. It sold out, by the way, in I think less than a day. Usually D23, it takes months to sell out. So that
the
also
TikTokers,
tells
you think?
I think so. That's just the Disney community has changed so dramatically, or they're just not selling as many tickets. We'll see. But the actual where you would have like a what we consider Hall H if you're a San Diego Comic-Con person, the big room. What they're doing this year is they're doing it at the Honda Center.
Yep.
So that's where the Anaheim Ducks play.
Yeah.
The big arena. So they're doing those kind. So if they're going full blown arena, and they have that kind of demand and it's sold out in seconds, I do think there will be stuff rolled out. I think they have to look, I'm sure it's a cash cow also. So to make sure people keep coming back.
Oh,
but they're also kind of the Disney Legends this year. They're kind of wheeling out a lot of
big names,
giant names. So I think there's that too.
I almost bit the bullet on D23 because I was like, okay, for the first time, you could actually go and enjoy it because you got to pick where your seating was, what section, and you
for the main hall,
for the main hall, and you're not going to have to wait in days of lines.
Yeah,
I mean, people have been lining up for the day before for that thing, and that's misery.
Yeah, I've only done D23 on a floor pass because, again, I don't really do that. I did it for Star Wars Celebrations, but those were much smaller, and that was sort of Star Wars during the the dark times. That was Star Wars in sort of the Clone Wars era, where it was still hardcore fans more than it was what it became a few years later, the Disney era. And I enjoyed going to those and going to those panels and all that, but those were pretty geeky. Disney has now upped it for D23. So I do think you're going to get some major announcements. What I don't want it to be is just like, we've got another cruise ship. It's like, I love the cruises, but I feel like that's every 3 months now. There's another cruise ship being announced. I'm like, it affects so few people in the big scheme of things.
And they're 100% will make an announcement about the ship that's coming after the Disney Treasure. 100%.
Yeah. Did they already do that, or is that the Treasure?
Disney Treasure is the one
that just got announced.
The one that just it's releasing, because I've looked at, and it's priced redonkulous. I'll tell you how ridiculous the pricing is for the Disney Treasure.
How redonkulous.
My wife and I are looking at it and going, you know what sounds like a cheaper option? The 15-day cruise from Sydney, Australia, yeah, that leaves Sydney, Australia, goes back to Honolulu, and hangs out in Fiji for a while. Yeah. Like, we're considering that because it's less than a 7-night cruise on the Treasure.
And that's maybe just to get kind of back to where we were. Like, when I priced it, like, I have not looked into Disney cruise since COVID. And my kids had not had active passports. My daughters actually have never had passports because they were like 3 years old whenever they, you know, went down, or four. So now we've got that. And I looked at it, and some of these summer trips for the four-nighters are more expensive than I would pay for weeks on land anywhere. So it is that sort of, you know, it's odd. Like, for what we would pay to, let's say we were in Palm Springs a few weeks ago, rented this amazing house, wonderful experience, would do that again in a heartbeat. I couldn't do a four-night cruise for that in a regular room. So it does make you rethink all of that. But I hope that we're still going to look. My plan is still the next year to take the kids they've been asking for pretty much their whole lives to go on a Disney cruise. I really do hope to do that for them. But, man, I don't know. We'll see. Dylan, do you have hopes and dreams?
I'm putting this out in the world because when I do that, it doesn't happen. Part of me thinks they announce Muppet Vision is done. I don't know why. I just have a feeling something's overtaking it soon. The theater.
So maybe not Muppet Vision is done. It won't be the announcement. Be like, we've got something new. And by the way,
it's done. I have a feeling within the next 2 to 3 years, Muppet Vision is gone.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
One positive note is they did just recover the seats
in
there.
I'll keep getting back to the darn seats. I know.
But I do believe that you're probably right. I would not be shocked if the third attraction for Galaxy's Edge goes right there.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking that something from Galaxy's Edge moves there. I think on the positive, I think we get cemented info about like the animal, the Dino Land area. I think it's the for sure stuff.
And they kind of, at the investor call, pretty much, again, reiterated that looks like it's going to be Indiana Jones, which, again, feels strange.
I can't. It's weird, but I love that ride out there.
I do, too.
I really do.
I think it's one of the best ever.
It does not fit that park at all. To me, it does not fit. I don't know. How are you going to put that with Encanto or whatever? You know what I mean? It's very
weird.
It's
just jungly, I guess. I just don't think they care about that kind of thing as much anymore. It's not this.
I don't either.
Cohesiveness that doesn't really matter. Then it becomes Six Flags.
Do you guys think they announce any like the rumor of the Magic Kingdoms, like the behind Big Thunder?
Like,
do you think
the big plans, the 10-year plans, kind of thing?
I think,
do they even touch on that, or is it so far out? Possibly.
I think that will be announced for sure. Like they already announced it the last one. I think you'll see I think you will see one thing outside of those two things. Whether it's we're going to retheme the area between Rock and Roller Coaster and Little Mermaid show, that area gets redone. I think Yuba,
Texas. Oh, I didn't think about that. Yeah, that area is so weird to me too.
Yeah.
It's a lot of space.
It's got a lot of rotting space.
Yeah.
And if you think about it, it's the entire what used to be the animation attraction.
Yeah, the Animation Pavilion.
And there's a parking garage they could take. There's a lot of space right there. So Hollywood Studios seems to be their, we want to make it the park you spend more time on.
I would love that.
It would make more sense for them to truly expand that. I think I would anticipate that. I kind of like secretly hope they come up with something in that big, massive space at Animal Kingdom that they've not touched and do Black Panther.
Do they announce Rock and Roller Coaster's replacement?
I think that's a potential.
I think that's the big, I think that's finally like to finally have that question answered. It would be huge.
Well, you got Aerosmith today announced their farewell tour dates
again,
rescheduled back. So maybe you can give it a, you know, this is the farewell tour run for the Rock and Roller Coaster as well. Ties in very nice, gives Aerosmith a nice goodbye, and then moves into something else. We'll see. Well, Dill, I think we got to head out here in a second. So, can we? Are we good, Terry? You feel that way?
I feel good.
Dylan, you good?
Yeah, Terry hasn't offended me today.
Well, that's very nice. You know, he still got time. He offended Will, so it's fine.
You did? What did he say?
I just assumed somewhere. Yeah,
that's fair.
All right. Well, if you're looking for a place to stay while you're at Walt Disney World, I got a lot of openings right now, pretty much all of summer. So if you want to come stay at the world-famous Airbnb, go to Airbnb.com. Always contact me. I always try to do better rates. And what reminded me of this is, I got to put in a new grill. So you know what? You're going to probably have a brand new grill, which is really what I want to pay for right now. So to pay for that, I'm going to ask you to stay at the Airbnb available, usually the same price or similar to a moderate resort, if not lower. So we can do what we can do.
And you'll get a used grill. You can have the old grill.
If you've got a free grill, I'll give you a couple days. You know what? How about that? Maybe you run an appliance store.
Dylan, also very into grills. Back when he first started listening to Nelly, and he's got a couple used ones you could have too.
I thought you were going to drop a lyric from Grills, and I would have been very, very happy.
Call the jewelry store. Have them make me a grill.
That's okay. It's past the prime now.
I think I could go for a grill.
Yeah, I think you could pull it off.
Right.
Yeah, I think that'd be a great idea for this grill podcast. Era. I think that's really how we up the views of this show.
They're like, what happened?
Loading rock and a grill.
Yeah.
And you just start wearing 90s Adidas sweatsuits.
I mean, I do that. That's what I wear. I'd wear that most days here, Terry. Today it's just hot, so I'm wearing shorts.
I mean, if I could call it a drink, I'd call it a smile on the rocks.
What?
That's from the song.
That's from Country Grammar?
No, that's from Grills.
Oh, I don't think I know Grills.
Rob the store, jewelry store, and tell them make me a grill.
Oh, I didn't realize you were already quoting.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I know that one.
You will.
I'll
play it for you after the show.
I think I don't know that one. all right, let's wrap it up. Terry, what do you want to promote?
You know, Dylan was just on the episode of Making Elephants Fly podcast. It was a fantastic episode.
Oh, yes, it was. I heard it. It was great.
We talked about the business of what do you do with your life after you've lived out your dreams and you're living for a new one. And it was a fantastic episode. So if you don't subscribe to the Making Elephants Fly podcast, you should. We have some fantastic guests coming up. And then, of course, the thing, Nashville's coming up real soon. So you can always use the code WDW today to save and join us at Nashville. Nashville will be a fantastic event, and we're going to go to Savannah Bananas game if you get a VIP ticket. So
yeah, I mean, that's alone worth considering, is just to go to this event. I mean, not that the thing isn't awesome, but that's pretty much the hardest ticket in town.
It is.
So if you're looking for a way to just get into that game, you can just no-show the thing. I mean, I don't know if Terry really cares. You paid for the ticket, and then you get to go to the, I mean, I've considered it. Not no-showing the event. That would be mean. But I've considered... I mean, that's such a big... Well, honestly, I thought, I was like, do my 8-year-olds need passes to the thing? Maybe they do. You know, they need to figure out how to get their life in order.
Let's get some family businesses going.
Yeah, so do that for even... that's very cool you offer that, because it is. I mean, I have friends in Orlando and here who... The waiting list was impossible.
Yeah, Jesse Cole told me that the waiting list for this year was a little over 3 million. and they had about a million seats total.
For the whole country. Yeah.
So two-thirds of the people that wanted to go
are not getting through.
Yeah. And their plans for what they're doing in the future are insane. Yeah, I mean, there'll be more tickets next year.
Yeah, I could see
that.
And
more places potentially on the other side of the pond.
Okay.
So, like, I think
well, I saw about, they're doing some MLB stadiums. So
yeah, and they've sold every one of
those. I don't
know
why we're giving them an ad, but sure. But you could, if you go to a thing, you get to go to the Savannah Bananas game, which is a pretty cool perk.
And we have a suite right behind home plate, so it'll be fun.
All right, Dylan, what do you want to promote?
All right, guys, I have my podcast, the Going Postal Podcast, which is a bi-weekly podcast wherever you find your favorite podcast. And then opposite that, just launched today. It's called The State of Affairs, where myself and my co-host, Joe Shoes, it's a pop culture debate podcast where if you know anything about me, like these guys do, I'm very easily wound up. And
you got a lot of hot takes.
A lot of hot takes. The very first episode was about my hatred of all things delis, how you should not be paying for cold subs and cold meat sandwiches, and it got very, very, very debatable.
This is what the people want.
I
want
to hear that
content
because,
people want.
Because, like, I'm a deli fan, but I also know, like, my kids became, like, obsessed with Subway, and it really kind of...
Yeah, we're talking about, like,
well, okay.
Like traditional deli contestant. We're talking about Jason's deli.
No, if you're going to go out for a sandwich... If you're going to go out for a sandwich, you do not go out for a cold sandwich. You don't. You go out for a hot sandwich. If you want a cold sandwich, make it at home.
Okay.
It's very easy. It's just the same. It's the exact same. I just made a sandwich myself. Also, another thing that people were hating on me for is Miracle Whip. Miracle Whip is the best spread out there. If you use real mayo, reevaluate. Sorry, but it's true.
That is the most Wisconsin thing that has ever been stated.
If you
Miracle Whip,
if on one side is you rapping, the other side is you loving Miracle Whip.
Yeah,
like I feel like those are two
sides of the same coin.
I'm just
gonna
sit here with my Duke's mayonnaise and know that I'm better than you, Dylan.
I fully understand people have some good taste and some bad taste. I have good taste. Then there's the other taste. It's understandable. I accept it.
All right.
But,
well,
it's just that's at Affairs Pod. Wherever you find your favorite podcast and all forms of social as well.
I'm subscribing right now. I've seen the images, but I haven't done it yet. I'm going to subscribe right now. Will, take it from here.
I'm starting a new YouTube channel.
Oh, yeah.
I've got...
Is this the bass fishing one? The fishing one?
Yeah. You sub to it?
This
of course
is the fishing
not.
One.
Have you rung the bell yet?
I don't sub to my own channel.
it's called Whiskey Bugger.
Yep.
B-U-G-G-E-R. And it's fishing and whiskey. And I've got like 164 subs. So, you know, you could help that. There's a few of you listening. Check it out. Go subscribe at Whiskey Bugger.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. I'm Logan Sekulow.
I'm Will Haynes.
I'm Terry Weaver.
And I'm Dylan Postel.
We'll see you on the next show.